Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today's topic, perfectionism. That pesky inner critic that whispers that in your ear and turns even the smallest wins into epic failures. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up in a race against an impossible finish line? You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank page, paralyzed by the fear of not making it perfect? We've all been there. But listen up, because today, we're going to unpack how to manage those demons and reclaim your power. We're talking practical strategies, real-world examples, and a whole lot of Stoic wisdom to help you stay sharp and grounded. Now, let's get real for a second. Perfectionism can feel like a superpower at first. It pushes us to strive for excellence, right? But here's the catch: it often morphs into this relentless beast that eats away at our confidence and joy. It's all too easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others, chasing unrealistic standards, and constantly feeling like we're not good enough. But here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism's grip. First up, recognize that striving for excellence doesn't mean aiming for perfection. Perfection is an illusion, a mythical beast that doesn't exist in reality. We're all human, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Think of it this way: a masterpiece isn't born perfect, it's forged through countless revisions, setbacks, and the courage to keep going even when things get tough. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your accomplishments. Then focus on the process, not just the outcome. Find joy in the journey itself, not just the destination. Celebrate small victories along the way, and remember that progress, not perfection, is what truly matters. Fourth, set realistic expectations. We often set ourselves up for failure by setting the bar impossibly high. Break down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps, and celebrate each milestone as you achieve it. This helps build momentum and keeps you motivated. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Connect with individuals who encourage your growth, believe in your potential, and celebrate your successes, big and small. That positive energy can be a powerful antidote to self-criticism. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a creative project, maybe writing a poem, designing a website, or painting a masterpiece. You start feeling that familiar pang of perfectionism creeping in. You compare your work to others, doubt your abilities, and find yourself getting bogged down in the details. You spend hours agonizing over each word, line, or brushstroke, afraid to make a mistake. Sound familiar? Well, here's how you can break free from that cycle. Remember our key takeaways. First, acknowledge that it's okay not to be perfect. Second, practice self-compassion and remind yourself that you are capable and worthy. Focus on the process of creating, enjoying each step along the way. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. And lastly, surround yourself with supportive friends or fellow creators who encourage your journey. Remember, creating something meaningful isn't about achieving flawlessness, it's about expressing yourself authentically and sharing your unique vision with the world. So, let's recap. Today, we explored the perils of perfectionism and learned some powerful strategies to manage those inner critics. We talked about recognizing that striving for excellence doesn't mean chasing an impossible ideal. We embraced self-compassion, focusing on the process rather than just the outcome, setting realistic expectations, and surrounding ourselves with supportive people. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let perfectionism hold you back. Take those steps today to cultivate a kind of inner voice, embrace your imperfections, and unleash your full potential. And don't forget, share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #DailyStoicEdge. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep striving for that beautiful, imperfect life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.